I'm hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost the positive energy without one. Sorry by the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers, eating fresh roads. Call me private.
Oh, yeah, welcome to episode 277 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only pimp cast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living. And folks, this is going to be a bombshell tonight because we got the great Barbara O'Neill and also Jackson. Of course, my co-host tonight is going to be Mike, the Fit Farmer. And if you don't think he is, folks, I'm here to tell you that guy's as hard as woodpecker lips. You try to give him a hug and you just feel like, man, I'm holding a block of granite. So I can't think of a better person to do a live stream with tonight. And by the way, folks, if you're just coming into the chat right now, please hit that thumbs up. Tell everybody out there we're live. And, you know, ordinarily I would go through and do the normal, you know, my advertisements and stuff like that. So we're just going to have to we're not going to do it tonight because we have limited time and we're going to want to get to all of your questions out there. And by the way, Denise is out there in the chat right now. So everybody be polite, be nice. Don't start no SH and there won't be no IT. So don't get in there and lose your minds tonight, folks, because lately we've been having a lot of trolls. So without further ado, let me bring in my co-host, Mike, the Fit Farmer. How you doing, homie?
What's up, man? Good to hang out with you and chat with you. I hope everybody is doing well. Let us know where you're from. We'd love to hear about that in the comment section. I love hearing where everybody tunes in from. We know where Barbara's tuning in from, but want to hear where everybody else is tuning in from too.
Well, right off the bat, for all the people that might be emerging from the rocks they're under and don't know who you are, Barbara, why don't we start with you and why don't you give everybody a brief synopsis of what brought you to this place and why you do this work?
Okay, so I'm Barbara O'Neill from Australia, not in Australia very much, but I'm certainly in Australia right as I speak. And the question is, how did I come to be where I am today? Do you know, it happened a long, long time ago, probably happened about 45 years ago when I started having children and I didn't want to give them drugs. I was brought up to think that when you get sick, you go to the doctor, he gives a drug. So over 6 weeks and four courses of antibiotics and the earache kept coming back, I was confronted with the fact that I don't like this. I felt the frustration of not knowing what to do, not knowing any alternative, not wanting my daughter to keep having these drugs. And I'm very thankful for that feeling because I've never forgotten it. And it has really inspired me to continue to investigate what you can do. And I have discovered in my many years that there's lots that you can do, so much you can do. And before I was banned here in Australia, doctors used to get me to towns and teach people what to do so we can just reduce the traffic jam in emergencies for emergency. And unfortunately it's chocked up with a lot of people that don't know what to do to their bodies when they have little hiccups like a fever, a cough, a sore finger, breathless, all the little bits and pieces. And I guess that's a quick answer to your question, how did I get to do what I'm doing?
Well, I definitely think everybody knows all about Barbara O'Neill because you have an incredible fan base out there, and it's a real honor for Mike and I to be able to host you tonight. Jax, why don't you, we can, at least on my end, I can barely see you back there. You almost look like an apparition back in that corner. I can barely see you on my end, but why don't you tell everybody what brought you to this?
You can't see me?
Okay. I can barely see it, but it could be these blue blockers I got on. I can barely read the chat, but I'm afraid to take them off because I don't want to mess up my eyes, but yeah, take it away.
Was there a question?
Yeah, I was wondering what brought you to this work. I mean, tell everybody about you.
All right, so originally it was, again, because of my children. So that's the same path. I have five children. And when my oldest was, you know, just a baby, she started breaking out with hives. Well, back then I had no idea that it was what was causing it. I thought it was the polyester, her onesie or whatever, her clothing maybe. I freaked out. I called the doctor and she didn't know what it was. She just said it was allergies. But now knowing, going back, it was probably her schedule when she got vaccinated. So that's when it all started. And she started with the gastrointestinal issues, constipation. Doctors wanted me to give her carob syrup, or it's like the corn syrup to help her go. And I'm like, I don't know about that. And so after a while, I'm like, just listening and tuning into the father, I got the message, give the child a little enema with a little blue bulby thing. And that was boom. That was like an on off switch. And the journey started actually right there for me.
All righty. Mike, you have something of a testimonial. I mean, maybe you want to start it out and then kick it off. And then folks, if you have any questions in the chat, please, you're going to have to put them in capital letters if I'm going to read this. So, but I mean, not like the beginning, not like the first word. I mean, all of it in capital letters so I can translate this over. But Mike, you have something you wanted to bring up regarding some of Barbara's work.
Totally do. I was definitely one of those people that grew up with the sad American diet, terrible processed food all day long, drank Dimetapp like it was water and many other things that, I just began to see the power of eating nutrient dense foods and eating clean and getting rid of the processed food and how our system is just messed up. So fast forward number of years. So became aware of Barbara's work through my wife, the number of videos that we've seen online. And then not too long ago, we had the opportunity to go to one of her events just right down the road from me, probably about an hour away. And I was just amazed. It was just a fantastic event. And I'm looking forward to the Sustain Me event coming up here in March and hearing from her again. And I've also picked up two of her books from the event that was here. And they're just great books. And one testimony that I want to mention is in 2020, when everything was going on, I also had my gallbladder removed. Knowing what I know now, especially from learning from Jax as well as from Barbara, I could avoid having that done because a lot of the people that are meeting with the doctors, they just didn't have the answer. And it got to the point where they were just like, just get it out. But here recently I've been doing a liver cleanse that is in both of her books. And I've been amazed at what's been coming out. I'm not going to get too graphic, but I've just been amazed. And I've also been amazed. And it also makes me mad that a lot of this information, just even the basic things that Barbara mentions in her books, doctors don't talk about. Most of them probably don't even know. So I'd like to ask Barbara is what are some basic things that you can mention here based off some of your work that could really help people? Like some of the things like you mentioned water, you mentioned staying hydrated as well as breathing, sunshine, things that they tell us to avoid. You tell us to take them.
Yeah, it's actually, I've been reading in a book by Ian Wishart lately on vitamin D, that what's caused one of the biggest health crises is the slip, slop, slap program, telling people to stop going in the sun. And he shows how it's contributing to Alzheimer's, it's contributing to depression, it's contributing to osteoporosis, it's contributing to cancer, because we human beings need sun. So yeah, sun is one of them. Another interesting one is breathing through the nose. In Genesis 2 verse 7, the Bible says, God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He became a living soul. It wasn't mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Nostrils. We should be breathing in and out through our nose. Such simple little things. Yes, you can overdo the sun. I don't know anyone who overdoes water. Most people don't drink enough water. And yeah, just the simple fact that we need to be well hydrated. And I was reading in the newspaper one day, and I guess most people have learnt that you can't believe much that's in there. Sometimes I'll look at it just to see what it's saying now, that it can be dangerous to drink too much water. I just thought, oh, Where'd that come from? You know, if you drink too much water, you're visiting the little house all day long. Too much goes in, which is more comes out. You know, it actually doesn't make much sense. And I think that is something that's sadly lacking today is common sense. Not very common. People have lost common sense, and people have lost the ability to trust their bodies. Your body's going to tell you what it likes and what it does not like. And you might notice that I've got a light blouse on today because I'm in Australia and it's the middle of summer. Now, I notice that you guys are well-dressed because I know that you're in the middle of winter. Just that's a very simple one. If I'm hot, I take my jumper off. If I'm cold, I put my jumper back on. I think you call it a sweater. But going a little bit further to listening to aches and pains and discomforts in the body, it's time to actually for people to rise up and start learning about their bodies and listening to their bodies.
Bam. Couldn't have said it better myself. Jax, as you well know, because you and I spoke about it just briefly on the phone, and Barbara, if you'd like to jump in on this as well, right now we have this phenomenon going on in the United States of amnesia where we have clouds of either things that are being dropped from the sky or we have this fog that nobody can seem to explain. And record numbers right now are coming down with illnesses. It seems like a lot of respiratory stuff going on. A lot of crazy things going on. As I understand it, you have some experience with it down there. Why don't you tell us, if you're okay with it, maybe what's going on at your place and how you're dealing with it naturally?
Well, there is a possibility that is happening. I don't doubt that. I live on the northern New South Wales, out in the country. We're an hour from town, and we have got lots and lots of trees. I just noticed the cicadas have started to be a little bit noisier. Why have we got so many cicadas? Because we've got so many trees, and the trees are God's way of purifying the air. And of course, in the cities, you haven't got near as many trees. I think the only reason why people in Manhattan survive is because there's a huge park right in the middle with huge old trees. We don't have say over what is being dropped from the sky. We don't have say over that. But we have total say over how we breathe, what we breathe in our own environment. So ideally, we live in the country, but not everyone can, of course, do that. So what you can do is you can have air humidifiers, you can have air purifiers, you can have plants in your home. Make sure you've got a good water filter where you can filter the fluoride and the chlorine out of your water, though I do hear say that Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to take fluoride out of all American water by the 20th of January. So it'll be interesting to see the changes that take place in the United States in this coming year with the change in politics. And, you know, we have a saying, when America sneezes, Australia feels it. So we're looking forward to hopefully some positive things starting to reach us. And so I trust I have answered your question in that I'm a little bit out of the loop living where I do live. But I do know that these things can cause illness, but I'd like to suggest that they tip the scales. They tip the scales. And it's like even the CDC, they stated that 99% of people who get COVID recover. Well, who goes down? It's when the scales are tipped. So what we can do, we can give our bodies the best conditions by going to bed early. I was very encouraged, Bill, to hear that you're in bed by 9 o'clock. You'd have to be to wake up 2 hours later to do a Zoom at 11. It's just going to bed earlier, just making sure you're breathing fresh air in the room you're in, making sure that you're sleeping in natural fiber, making sure you're drinking adequate water. That we have say over. We certainly have say over, and that's what you'll find when people are giving their body the right conditions and they are exposed to these fogs, to these things that you are finding, they don't go down as bad as the ones who don't drink water, stay up after night, never exercise, eat devitalized food. So what we can do is what we have say over.
Absolutely. Jax, what about in your neck of the woods? Yeah, I understand that you, there, I was actually on the phone with a number of people that live in your area, one of which visits your place, I think, at your monthly swap meet or whatever goes on there. They were smelling something that smelled like laundry detergent. And a number of people, it was crazy. I recounted it on the show the other day. I've smelled it. My wife has smelled it. Denise from Renewed Homestead, who's on this chat right now, her and Ben have smelled it. I mean, I can't even count the number of people that have smelled it. But in your area, you've had something go on, and also you're dealing with a number of sicknesses down there as well. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so for a while, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I went outside and I pondered because I smelled cologne. I mean, to me, it smelled like cologne. And I don't use cologne. We don't use harsh chemicals for laundry and like that. But to me, it just smelled like men's cologne. That's the thing I can describe it. And at first, I'm like, well, is somebody here, you know, that I don't know? And we're in the country, too. So it's not like there's people around except for the people that I know, and they don't use things like we do. I mean, like the other people do. So it was smelling like cologne, and it was just gentle. It was like a very subtle. And then it happened again. And I asked my daughter, you know, do you smell that? And she said, yeah, I don't know what that is. Well, I don't know if there's a correlation with my little one getting sick with some kind of, you know, lung infection or lung, you know, respiratory issue, but she's been dealing with it for almost 10 days now. And so one thing that I wanted to add to what Barbara said is there are things that we can do, but also having the tools at home that can help us through this, you know, whatever they're doing, because they are spraying things. They are, you know, these are like the darts, you know, they're throwing the darts, right? But we can have the shields, right? If we put up the shields, it's going to catch the darts. So what are the shields? Those are I call them anchors too. What are the anchors that we can have in our life that are going to help us manage and through these times? Because obviously they're going to do what they're going to do. With Ari, she has been actually with this respiratory thing for almost 10 days, and it could be a factor of things. Oddly enough, some of her little friends also are going through the same thing. Now, I'm not one that falls into the category of germ theory. I'm not into that. I kind of understand it differently than some people might understand it. So I'm not into like, oh, you're going to catch it. It's different factors that is going to, you know, can make the perfect storm for somebody to come down, right? With whatever it is, come down with what Ari has. Now, here's my testimony, which is, again, part of what I've been doing since my kids were little. Now, Ari is the last one. She, for the last 10 days, all I've been doing was what I've learned from Barbara, because I actually ran into Barbara's lectures and videos when Ari was just a few weeks old. So, and I had changed my path around that time to now vaccinate Ari to make sure she had good nutrition and breastfed till 3 years old. Everything was different. And with Ari, she's only known potato poultices, garlic on the feet, onion syrup, which actually I just got up and gave her some onion syrup. She's only known, what else? So she knows the onion, garlic, the onion syrup. So she's used to these things as part of her, you know, when she goes down, like, you know, this is what mama does, you know? So one thing that we can do in our homes is to have these things already in place. So I always have onion syrup in my refrigerator. I always make sure I have onions and garlic. I have cabbage. I have potatoes, not necessarily just for eating, but for medicine. I always have cayenne pepper. So getting these things in your home and from the prepping to making sure that you're growing these things we grow in our garden as well. So I can go there and find an onion if I need to. Make sure you have linen cloth. Make sure you have, so having those tools. And then for breathing, right? Because we're looking at the lungs. We're looking at clearing the lymphatic system. Rebounding. So we have two rebounders here. we have, you know, just getting her out when, because I know it's kind of cloudy, but as soon as the sun comes out, she's out. I tell her go outside, even with the cough. I think I remember reading somewhere they used to take the little babies when they, I forget what period of time it this is, and maybe Barbara knows, they used to take the babies outside when they were dealing with any kind of cough or respiratory issues. I'm not sure, I don't understand exactly why, but the cold actually helps. And it was, well, like whooping, is it the whooping cough? They used to take the kids outside. And so I'm just, okay, you go outside, you play for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and you know, you can come inside. So just having the tools at home. And right now, Ari, for the last 10 days, I've been doing garlic on the feet and alternating between garlic and onion, because I saw that her phlegm was a little bit yellow. I'm like, oh, it's getting, you know, we don't want infection, you know, it's showing up, the white cells are going in. We need to start treating her antibiotics, natural antibiotics. So the name of the game for me is stay out of the white coats and prevent antibiotics from the white coats. So this means I'm going to stay up. I actually have not been sleeping very well, because when she wakes up, she wants to cough, you know, around 2 a.m. Seems like she gets up and starts coughing and she has a bowl. But my whole point is that, yes, it's going to take longer to heal, but you build the confidence when you start seeing the recovery, like, oh, this can happen, right? So it's building the confidence as mothers and as, you know, wives. And that's kind of what's happened with me, with my 5 children. Like, oh, that worked. Okay. A little more confidence, you know, with me, like when I healed myself from the turf toe thing or whatever I had healed myself from, like, oh, that works. I don't have to go to the doctor. I mean, Ari is 9, almost 9. She's 8 and a half. We'll say 9. She's never had antibiotics. She's never had Tylenol. She's never had anything of the other things that my other children had. So how is she surviving? You know, it's a different path I've taken.
How about that? Mike, what do you got up?
One of the things I want to mention is we have the event coming up with Barbara, the Sustain Me event in March. And one of the things I look forward to is just her diving deeper into, and as well as the other speakers, diving deeper into some of these things, practical things that people can go home and start applying right away. Another one of the things that I got from Barbara, particularly at her event, is one of the things that I was doing wrong was I was getting a bulk of my water intake within my meals. And I was like, I read and learned from her, like, nope, shouldn't be doing that. Because what was happening, I was washing away my hydrochloric acid in my stomach, and that was probably causing me not to digest things the way that I should. So since then, I've changed that. Getting my water outside of my meals and trying not to do really any water during my meals. So trying to do good on that. So hopefully you'll be proud of me, Barbara. But Barbara, do you have any other practical advice that you could kind of just help people with here real quick? Maybe it's based on some of your 9 principles that people can start applying like right now.
Well, I find looking at the basics, the medicine gets away with what it does because of fear. And what we've got to remember, we don't need to fear sickness in the body. Florence Nightingale said disease is a process of repair. It's like little Ari. That's a wonderful thing she's happening in her body at the moment. She's got a cold. What's a cold? A cold is a house clean. There's no need to fear it. And it's like a fever. If you get a fever with a cold, rejoice, because you recover quicker. In fact, all through Europe for centuries, in health retreats, they put people through fevers to boost their immune system, boost the healing powers of their body, kill by burning any harmful pathogens. So really it gets back to education, and that's why I do what I do. Why I do what I do is to teach people. First thing I teach is have faith in your body. Have faith in this incredible organism that which was designed by God to heal itself. And so when I got COVID in 2021, the question was asked, Barbara, what did you do? Did you have ivermectin? Did you do this? Did you have zinc? Did you have vitamin C? I said, no, I did nothing. I said, nothing? I said, I did nothing, because I live in a body that's got an inbuilt ability to heal itself. The first day I had a terrible headache. I think I laid in bed most of the day. Second day I had a high fever. Did I take my temperature? No, I never take my temperature. I just knew I was hot. That's enough. And what do you do when you got a fire? If the house is on fire, who do you call? The fire brigade. What's the first thing they do? They get the hoses out. They get the water, because water puts the fire out. So I probably had a cool shower about every 2 hours. I drank a huge amount of water. And so I had a high fever for 2 days. The fourth day, no more fever. You know why? Because the fire will go out when all the rubbish is burnt up. When it's done its job, it'll go out. And you see, these are basics that people don't understand. And yes, I was very tired on the fourth day. No wonder, when you have a fever, it's like you've just climbed a mountain. In fact, at our retreat, every afternoon, I sat in with the guests a couple of days ago, we create fevers in the steam sauna. Everyone gets in there. I think we had about 10 ladies in there. We all got very, very hot. And some of the ladies were a bit taken back. This is hot. I said, yeah, that's what we want. That's what we want. How long do you stay in here? As long as you can. Then you go and dive in the mountain stream. Oh, dear. Is that safe? Do you know, we've forgotten what safe is. Does anyone ever say to the doctor when he says, take this antibiotic, do they say, is that safe? You know, they're not safe. Is Tylenol safe? No, it's not safe. Is injecting newborn babies with substances safe? No, it is not safe. We've forgotten what safe is. So it's time to start fearing the things we should fear. We should fear lest a poison goes into our body, because if a poison goes into our body, it'll do exactly what it's designed to do. You know what that is? Poison. Yeah, it'll poison some of the bad guys, but it also poisons some of the good guys. But God designed our body with something called an immune system. And the immune system is a self-healing, self-regulating organism. And it'll throw off the waste via our organs of elimination. What's that? That's our respiratory. No wonder when you've got a cold, you're blowing your nose, you're coughing up. You know, little Ari, her sputum's a bit yellow. Praise God, that's all her dead white blood cells. Yes, they're doing their job. They're doing their job. And what can help with that? Make sure she's well hydrated, going to bed early. In fact, everything we need, we've already got. But why didn't I take vitamin C? Oh, it might have helped, but you know, I like seeing how the body will do it. And I know that my body will do it, because every other day I drink my water, I go to bed early, I eat nourishing food, I run up and down hills every morning, I do hot and cold therapy in the shower. And because of what I do every other day, when my body decides to have a house clean, it'll handle it because of what I do every other day.
Wow. Well, if there was ever a mic drop moment on this show, that was definitely it right there, y'all. Heavens to Murgatroyd. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, folks, if you want to see Barbara and Jax and me and Mike and a whole gang of other people, remember, coming up March 18th through the 22nd, Shalom Temple is going to be sponsoring a 5-day immersion event. I'm going to be there. There is no way. After what I just heard, folks, there is no way I'm not going to be there. So, hopefully all of you can make it out there too. I think it's going to be a fantastic time, and I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. In fact, my son, my grandbaby, and my daughter-in-law are all coming in from Texas just to go to this thing. So, wow, we're really looking forward to that. So if you see me there, folks, and I got a little baby that looks nothing like me, that's as white as snow for some reason, no, I didn't steal it. That's my grandbaby. So, yeah, I'm always freaking out every time we go somewhere. I'm like, man, somebody's going to think I took this baby, man. They're not going to think she's my granddaughter. But anyway, folks, sign up there. You're going to be glad you did. We got some of the information right there on the screen. And Denise in the home at Renewed Homestead is also in the chat. And she's, we got it right on the screen right now. So for all those, I know our biggest audience is definitely the audio portion of it. Excuse me. Bug in my throat. Hope to see you all there. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of wonderful people there. Thoroughly looking forward to that. And Mike and I are also going to be doing workshops. So, and if you want to know how I'm cleaning up Western North Carolina with what the good Lord put on this planet, if you want to know the secrets on how I'm doing that, you're going to want to go to this event, because that's where I'm going to, it's going to be the first place I drop it. And I want everybody to know how, because you can take this stuff, you can do it at home. And it all comes from some of the incredible people, believe it or not, from Australia. Man, you got a lot of smart people down there, Barbara. I don't know what's going on there. You got people like Jeff Lawton. You got P.A. Yeomans. You got all these incredible people that have changed the entire paradigm of regenerative farming. And they all, for some reason, seem to come out of Australia. So I don't know what's in the water down there, but I want some.
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited to hear too, because I know that it all begins in the soil. That's where we came from. God created us from the dust of the ground. There's something important about that dust, and that's where our plants come from. And you know what? It's got a lot to do with those wonderful little tiny microorganisms that are living in healthy soil. No, they haven't been knocked off by chemicals, by poisons, by superphosphate. And those little microorganisms that live in the soil, well, they're the reason why the plant has so much nourishment. And when we eat that plant, then we get that nourishment. So starting in the soil is absolutely important.
I can't agree enough. In fact, folks, I'm just going to give you a little teaser here. You'll be shocked at what we're finding out, what we started with, all these so-called forever chemicals that they say you can't get rid of. Well, just like Barbara said, the good Lord put things on this planet, these extremophiles, this bacteria, fungi, protozoa, nematodes, all these things, and everything mainstream science. This is why I'm loving your work so much, is because it sounds like that what you're doing is 180 degrees out of phase with what the mainstream would ever tell you. And what I'm doing also, I have to keep pretty much under wraps right now, because I'm doing the very same thing. And we're just employing what the good Lord put on this planet. So, Jack, so let me throw it back over to you. And then also, Barbara, I'd like an answer out of you as well. And folks, if you have any questions in the chat, by the way, hit the thumbs up. Tell everybody we're live. They're going to want to watch this, I guarantee it. And if you got any questions, please leave them in the chat and put them in bold letters. I saw a couple of comments here, but they were comments, not so much questions. So please just put your questions in bold letters, because I can actually read that. And Mike's eyes are probably better than mine. But Jax, let me throw it over to you right now. We are surrounded, and Barbara, I'd love to hear a response from you as well, but I'll start with Jax. We got these little bugging devices, and by the way, that's my little grandbaby. We got these little bugging devices. All of us have them, and I've tested them with my RF meter. These things are pinging off the chart, which is why I leave that thing in airplane mode. We're surrounded by unnatural lights, and you know, we got Wi-Fi. We got all these different things around us, Jax. I mean, how do we? I briefly was talking to you about it the other day, but. How does one in the modern world, and how do they navigate this place where you got unnatural light, you got these phones, you got Wi-Fis, you got stuff falling from the sky, you got all these different things. I mean, how does one navigate this world with all these incredibly awful things that we're surrounded by?
Well, what I say, this is a great tool. And it's almost like the tree of good and evil, that of knowledge of good and evil, right? You can use it for good and evil, right? But what I do is I have a screen protector right on my, it's an anti-blue light protector right on my screen. So it's like tinted. I also have an EMF protection sticker that goes right on the, on my phone. And I also use the airplane mode when I'm not using it, like when I don't need it, when I'm not expecting a call, because sometimes if you don't have an iPhone, you're not going to get your calls. But all my kids have, you know, we have the same technology, so it's good. But I put it on airplane mode. And then the main thing also is to turn it completely off and take it out of your room when you're sleeping. Put it, and also when I carry it anywhere on my body, I don't have it near here, but I have a Faraday cage pouch that it goes in there. So I usually keep it on the Faraday pouch to minimize the radiation. And the other thing with this thing, every time you scroll, every time you click, every time you hear a ding, every time you hear a like, that's affecting your brain. It's affecting the dopamine receptors in the brain. And over time, this is why I don't not let Ari have this, you know, like she's, you know, like if she's going to do anything on screen, it has to be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, because I understand the dopamine receptors after a while, they get damaged and she's going to need more and she's going to need more of the dopamine hit, more dopamine hit. And pretty soon you have these kids that are disassociated from nature. They all of a sudden nature is not fun, or climbing trees is not fun, or friends are not fun, because it's the dopamine that's happening. It's being damaged. The receptors are being damaged and you need more and more and more. And then here comes addiction. So these are very, I've been using this so much lately since I've been coordinating this event. I have never been, I have one day for clients and then I have homeschooling and you know, everything else that I do. But because of this event, I've been using this a lot more and I have to be very careful. So I make sure I protect myself from this. And then I'm also wearing this jade. It's a stone that actually absorbs energy and it cleans it out, and it has copper. Copper is very grounding, so you want to make sure you have grounding shoes. Go outside and put your feet on the ground. There's grounding. You're going to, you know, again, these are tools that we can use for ourselves to protect ourselves in this matrix, this Babylonian, you know, evil matrix that are trying to throw darts at us. So we just put on the shield. We put on the whole entire shield.
That's right. The what you've said is very important. You know, the Russian standards are under the age of 20 exposure. The under the age of 5, it's something like 5 minutes exposure a day, because the child's brain it's a developing brain. But the skull is not as thick as our skull, so they are so much more susceptible. I think it's not until the age of 15, 15 minutes a day. Most people would be quite shocked at that. It's called the silent killer because you cannot see it. And so the little stone that you wear, I have one too. I don't wear it out here because I'm way out in the bush and my exposure is very brief. The estimated figures are 80% of Americans sleep with their phones, and the pillow's no protection unless the pillow's made out of lead. Yes, we should be sleeping in a electromagnetic free zone. That means no technology in the bedroom at all. This is interfering with quality of sleep, and insomnia is a big thing today. It's not only exposure to the electromagnetic fields while we sleep, but it's also what people are watching on the screens, often till late at night. If people say they start at midnight, it's not because they're reading a slow book with a small light. In fact, if I want to get to sleep, that's what I do. I read to get to sleep. No, it's the technology. And light and dark signals are fed through the optic nerve to a control center in the brain where our body clock is located. And the body clock communicates with our pineal gland. And the release of these hormones is all dependent on the light and dark signals that come through our eyes. That's why when the sun goes down, my iPad goes down. I used to answer all my emails in the evening, but I don't anymore. I make sure that what my eyes are exposed to at night is soft light. What you mentioned about the dopamine, you know, I've spoken to people who've been working with addictions for 20, 30 years. They said that the addiction to technology is far worse, far more dangerous, far harder to recover from than even drug alcohol addiction. That's quite incredible, isn't it? So I say to adults, please have some rules in your home. I know my PA, Jacqueline, she's got 17-year-old twins. She's got a 15, a 12-year-old. They don't have a phone. Now, that's almost unheard of today. They don't have a phone, you know. They don't need a phone. And we are electrical people. There's a spark of electricity in every single cell. So there's electromagnetic field all through our body, and it's totally different to these devices. So that there are many areas we could go in this. There are whole books written on the subject. So I encourage people to be mindful of its dangers. Yes, we all know its pluses are how I love WhatsApp. No matter where I'm in the world, I can be in touch with my family. But be mindful of keeping it away from your body. Protect the family jewels. You know, they're showing that low sperm count, prostate cancer from guys with their laptop on their lap, and yet girls, you know, laptop on the lap when they're in their adolescence teens, and now when they're in their 30s, 47% miscarriage is happening in those girls. It's why it's called the silent killer. So the worst place for your laptop is on your, put it on the bench, put it a little bit away, and yes, get to know what you can do to protect yourself.
Yeah, I was just reading an article the other day where obviously sperm count, I mean, but you, most guys, they're walking around with these things in a front pocket. No wonder the million men ain't marching. So, you know, I mean, yeah, it's no wonder that's happening, but I've been very, very conscious about this. I was talking to Jax the other day and I was saying, you know, honestly, unless I'm expecting a call, people are just going to have to be disappointed because I have a sabbatical at periods throughout the day. And the more as I've taken my RF meter, now I'm a journeyman electrician, been one for almost 30 years. So I know how to test this stuff. And as I'm going through and I'm looking at all the mitigation strategies and I'm checking this stuff out, these people are walking around with these little ear buds or whatever. And I tested these things. They were worse than the phone. And I got up to my niece and I was like, let me try those things on my RF meter. I tried them and those things were, I mean, like blew the scale right off the charts. And I told her, I said, look, you shouldn't have this thing anywhere on your body, much less in your head.
And how close to the brain is the ear? See, we've got a skull that's God's design to protect this brain, because when that brain goes down, we're nothing.
Right.
But you've got seven holes, two ears, two eyes, two nostrils and the mouth. But those ears, that's a direct contact straight in there.
Wow. Mike, let me throw it back over to you, buddy.
All right, I'm ready. I actually want to bring up some questions that were from the comment section. So Neil Ragdolls is asking Barbara that they've been dealing with heart issues, had a heart attack. And one of the things that I remember from one of your talks is you talked about cayenne pepper and some of those things. Do you have any suggestions on what they could do for their heart?
Well, the first thing is you got to stop the poisons. And many people take the medication after they've had a heart attack because they're afraid that I want to have another heart attack. But drugs never cure disease. It's only the body and the body alone. One of the reasons people have heart attacks is because of buildup on the arterial wall. So cholesterol's been blamed for that because it is cholesterol, but it's only doing its job. The problem is damage to the arterial walls. And in her book, Put Your Heart in Your Mouth, Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, she spends about four chapters listing all of the environmental poisons that we are exposed to today, that whether we breathe them in, whether we ingest them, drink them through the skin, they get into the blood. And when the poisons get into the blood, they damage the little endothelium cells that line the arteries. And then very quickly, the cholesterol is sent by the liver to plug up the damage, plug up the hole. So if the damage continues, then the plugging up continues. A cholesterol-lowering medication is dangerous medication. The side effect of Alzheimer's, muscle wasting, memory loss, dementia. No, that is not a cure. And fat, no, it's not fat that causes heart disease. That's another myth. We need fat. The French have been enjoying their butters and their creams and their milks for centuries, no heart attack. You know, it's not the fat. I think a lot of people are starting to realize that. But what can clear the arteries out is being well hydrated, exercising, a plant-based diet, all those wonderful minerals coming in from organically grown permaculture grown vegetables and fruits that are actually going to give the nutrients our body needs to heal. And cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper is a wonderful herb. There's no need to go on rat poison, I mean warfarin. There's no need to go on aspirin. They're dangerous, these drugs. But cayenne pepper, one lady said to me, is it dangerous? I said, did you ask the doctor that about the aspirin? Aspirin causes brain bleeds. It causes stomach bleeds. It causes eye bleeds. But the cayenne pepper will heal all those bleeds. The cayenne pepper will thin the blood. The cayenne pepper will dilate the blood vessels. The cayenne pepper will heal and strengthen the arterial wall. Amazing herb is the cayenne pepper.
You also mentioned hawthorn berry. Is that another one you would elaborate on?
The hawthorn berry is a herb that strengthens the heart. That's a great herb to take to strengthen the heart. Please don't have an operation. Please don't take the medication. Change the lifestyle, because it's the lifestyle that gives the body the right conditions for healing. And I thank God, he describes it in Psalm 104, verse 14, that God gave herbs for the service of man. The herbs come in to serve you. So if the cayenne pepper comes in and there's bleeding, it'll seal it. If it comes in and the blood vessels need to be dilated, it will. It works with the body. And the hawthorn berry works with the heart. If the blood pressure's high, it'll start to bring it down. If it's low, it'll start to bring it up. That's the beauty of the herbs.
Another question we got is from Donna Ray. She's asking about activated charcoal, MSM, and DMSO. Do you have any suggestions or thoughts on how to use those items appropriately?
I'd like to state, first of all, that there's no wonder cure. If there is a wonder cure, it has to be called the human body, one that's given the right conditions. Charcoal is excellent if a person's got diarrhea, if they've got vomiting, to take it. If they've been poisoned, because charcoal absorbs and neutralizes poisons. Nothing else does that. NASA use it in outer space to filter the air, to filter the water. It absorbs and neutralizes poison. So that's an excellent additive that we can use, especially if we feel that, you know, maybe the air is poisoning us. A dose of charcoal will absorb and neutralize it. If you take charcoal when you take medication, it'll absorb and neutralize the medication, because the charcoal sees medication from the pharmaceutical company as poison. Isn't that interesting? The charcoal knows more than us. Charcoal is almost a first aid kit in one. If you have a bee sting, spider bite, snake bite, you can make a charcoal paste and put it on. It'll absorb and it'll neutralize the poison. Upset stomach, you can take it, but you can also make a poultice of it and lay it over your stomach. There's a whole lot of things you can do with charcoal. Also, DMSO. It has been known to help detoxification in the body. It's also great minerals. Is that all? What was the other one?
MSM.
Yep, and a very similar thing with the minerals. But I also wanted to state there's no wonder cure. It's right. The human body. These things certainly can come in and help, but they don't take the place of going to bed early. They don't take the place of exercising every day. They don't take the place of drinking adequate water, of eating food that has been grown organically.
All right. We'll go back to you here in a second. Mike, let me throw one over to Jax. And if Barbara, if you want to get on this one too. This one seems rather serious. I'm not sure if y'all want to mess with this, but I'll say it anyway. It says, my daughter has excruciating pain. CT scan at the hospital showed inflammation in her intestines, colitis, and portal vein thrombosis. They put her on blood thinners till May. Any thoughts on her healing? On how? I'm not sure the syntax is correct, but basically, do you have any recommendations?
Well, first thing, again, like Barbara says, you gotta get rid of the things that's causing the inflammation. So colitis is an inflammation issue. Blood thinners, obviously there's gonna be consequences with that. And I'm sure Barbara can go into that a little bit more. But I, what I would, if they are serious, you need to make up your mind that you need to go, you want to do things natural, because you can't have one foot in, one foot out. And that's because if you're going to, you can't play that game. This is something that I tell my clients, like, where are you mentally when you to start working with me? You need to make up your mind which way you're going to go. So inflammation needs to come down. So bringing things like, you know, the aloe vera is going to be very healing, you know, getting good sources of, you know, your vegetables, right? You got to get the minerals in there to rebuild the stomach lining. You need to get rid of the stuff that's causing the inflammation in the first place. And as far as blood thinners, cayenne pepper is a natural blood thinner. So don't do cayenne pepper and your blood thinners at the same time, because it's redundant and you can actually can cause issues, or, you know, they put you on aspirin, that's the same thing. But I, from what I learned from Barbara, is that cayenne pepper actually helps with the, you know, the hydrochloric acid and getting those, you know, building. And actually I've learned also that it helps with ulcers and a lot of gut issues and good for pain. So like right now I'm drinking cayenne pepper water because I'm cold, and this is the way I warm up. This is my little trick. I just drink cayenne pepper water when I'm cold. So getting those things, those items inside, but getting rid of the things that are causing the inflammation in the first place. So dairy, gluten, sugar, are you consuming those things, right? Because you can do all these things, but if you don't remove or flush the toilet or try to clean a toilet that's already still hasn't been flushed, you're still going to have a dirty toilet. So you've got to get rid of the things that are causing the root cause.
All right. I'm sorry, Barbara, you were going to say?
That's something that unfortunately doesn't often happen today, is look at the cause. You know, if a child has a sore stomach, you know what you do? You look at the last 24 hours. What did they eat? Because the only thing that touches our gut is what we're eating. And so sometimes it can be very simple. Maybe the child ate something that hasn't agreed with them. You know, most children are in this sort of discomfort after a child's birthday party. You look at what they've eaten. And then the reason why the portal vein is inflamed is because the stomach's inflamed. But then we've got to find out why the stomach's inflamed. So, you know, I can't tell anyone what to do, especially while I'm in Australia. I don't want to go and be put in prison for 10 years. But I agree with what Jack said, is first of all, look at what caused it and know that drugs don't cure disease. And all that you really need is to get something in that's soothing and cooling to that gut. And when the inflammation comes down, the portal vein will also be a lot happier. And there's a herb in America from the slippery elm tree called slippery elm, and it's the padded bark of that tree. And when you put hot water with that, it goes a little thick, but that thickness coats and soothes the lining of the gut.
Back to you, Mike.
One of the things I want to mention that I really, really respect and appreciate about Barbara is how, with her foundation in everything, is God and creator, and you see that connection there. And that foundation is not what mainstream has. That is not their foundation. And the mind and the spiritual aspect of it, it's huge. It's extremely important. And I just want to say, there's so many people that are just their minds, their emotions also play into their health as well. And Barbara, do you mind elaborating on some of that?
It's absolute. So it was a year ago when I broke my hand. Anyway, long story, but the radius was out of alignment and I was in the most excruciating pain, and I could see the weird looking rest, and I knew this was beyond a poultice. I knew I needed the skill of the orthopedic surgeon. I'm very thankful for the drugs that numbed my hand while he pulled it back into place. There is no doubt that there is time for the skill of the surgeon. But I sat there for 6 hours before I saw the surgeon, and the reason was the whole system is chocked up with people who've come in for all these little bits and pieces. But why did they come in? Because of fear. What'll happen if, you know, my fingers sore? What if it falls off? Oh, you know, I've got a fever. What if I get convulsed and my brain dies? There's all this fear. But so I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I think you've hit the nail on the head. That's why most people go to emergency, because of fear. And you talk to every doctor and every nurse, and they won't tell you this in the hospital or the nurse, or you know, while they're in the hospital, you've got to get them out of there, because they can, you know, they have to be accountable for everything they say. But they will agree that so many things come in that there's no need, and they're in there because of fear. So God said in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. You know what a sound mind does? Now settle down for a minute. Let's have a look at this. Yes, they've hurt their finger, and the average waiting casualty today or emergency is 8 hours. I waited 6 hours because I was on the fast track. Isn't that incredible? With this excruciating, I'm on the fast track. I'd hate to be on the slow track, because they know this is not life-threatening, this is not serious, and oh, if only they knew that instead of rushing to hospital with the burn, if they just put aloe vera on it, or just cold water, you know, what did our grandmother do? So you are right, the mental aspect of this is important, and a lady emailed me a while ago. She said, my little boy, he usually runs around, he's 5, he's just lying in bed. I've taken him to emergency. They said there's nothing wrong. I've got an appointment to see a gastroenterologist. I think he's got pancreatitis. They said, what? I said, where did that come from? The child's got a cold. Of course they're not going to run around. Of course they're not going to eat what they usually eat. But I said to this mother, when you go into that little boy's room, don't frown. So when she's going into the room, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, what does that do to the little boy? But if the mother comes into the room smiling and says, I know you don't feel well, sweetheart, but you've got a great body, and well, I'm going to give you a little bit of herbs here, and you'll be better. You'll be better tomorrow. So the attitude is very, very important. That's why God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. So when I got COVID, I said, thank you, Father in heaven. I don't like my discomfort, but I'm very thankful because I know that I live in a body that can heal, and I know that through this process, a lot of waste is going to get thrown out by my skin, by my respiratory, by my colon. It's, again, getting back to trusting that this body can heal. I just need to know what to do to it.
I like awesome. That. I also like how you talked to that mom about, you basically told her how to change what she was sowing. She was sowing fear, and that's what she was getting from the child as in return, instead of sowing love and healing. I like that.
I better give you the rest of the story. I kept saying, don't go. I don't tell people what to do. I said, I wouldn't go. Just give it a couple of days. 4 days later, thank you. He's running around and eating again.
Thank you. I like that.
Wow. I guess we got time for one more. I guess I would have done well at the beginning of this broadcast to ask the guests how long they could actually be on. So I didn't do that. So we're just going to assume it's an hour. If they can go longer, we'll find out. But here's a pretty important one here. Because I've heard it all over ever since COVID, a number of people have lost their sense of smell and still have not regained it. And Mountainside Homestead with Ken and Amy are asking, and I've heard about this phenomenon also in Western North Carolina, where we were hit by this hurricane, says, is there something we can do to regain our sense of smell? It's been gone since the Western North Carolina weather event. Any ideas, ladies?
Yeah. It is well known that zinc can revive taste and it can revive smell. It's not going to be quick, but unfortunately today, and I think my farming gentleman friend here would agree with me, deficient in the soil, deficient in the plant, deficient in the human. But the good news is that pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, they're all very, very high in zinc. And by the way, men need zinc because it has a protecting effect on their prostate. And zinc is locked up in grain, but when the grain is ground into flour and made into a sourdough bread, that culturing process, beautiful culturing process, it causes a release of the zinc. So understanding that the sourdough breads made with organic flours, also having sufficient seeds, but also making sure they're organic so that they have that amount of zinc, even maybe initially taking a zinc supplement. But there's something else wonderful about zinc. Now, I'm sure everyone realizes that the shot that was forced upon many people has the mRNA in it, and the mRNA causes the spike protein to continually be reproduced. And that spike protein is causing nanoparticles. That's nano meaning almost barely measurable clotting. So that explains why so many young men are having heart problems today, and it's explaining why pregnant women are having miscarriages when their placenta bleeds. It explains why 90-year-old women are once again bleeding. It's because of that spike protein continually reproducing those nanoparticles. Zinc inhibits that. So zinc inhibits the enzyme that the mRNA needs to reproduce the spike protein. So if someone has had the shot, and we are finding many people who are blackmailed into it, many people who are angry now, they were forced into it, they will need to take either zinc or dandelion or white pine needle tea, probably for the rest of their life. But the good news is dandelion, zinc, and white pine needle tea all inhibit that enzyme that the mRNA needs to make the spike protein. So I'm sure everyone's going to run out after this and buy some organic pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds, like tahinis. The taste and the smell won't return immediately, but little by little it will.
Awesome. Jax, let me go over to you real quick, because we have a couple of well, first of all, some folks are asking, okay, first of all, anybody wanting to know where this is located, it's going to be at the Tryon Equestrian Center, and this is a very large venue, folks. So it's going to probably sell out at some point, but some folks are asking in terms of tickets, will you have one-day ticket events as well?
Yeah, so the week before the event, we're going to open it up for any one-day ticket day. So you have to check the event page when we start offering that. And it's going to be a week before the event.
All righty. They're asking what topics are going to be discussed at the event. I'm sure they can see all that at the website, right?
Yes, on the website, there's a schedule, and then there's the topics that Barbara's going to be talking about, and also the different topics that our guest speakers, other guest speakers are going to be speaking about, and what the workshops are going to be about.
Okay.
So, yeah, the information is going to be at the link right there.
Now, this question has been asked at least twice. Let me go ahead and get this, and I guess we're going to have to bounce after this. But, okay, folks definitely want to know, so I'm going to ask, is organic bone broth a good thing to consume?
Well, I eat plants, so I don't drink organic bone broth, but I do acknowledge that for some gut conditions, it can be very healing to it. But as a plant-based lady, we use slippery elm, we use organic vegetables in broths, we actually add miso and Celtic salt. And this is what I prefer to use, but I'm not against people using organic bone broth because it does have remedial functions.
And it's high in collagen, but you can also use plant-based collagen as well. So sea moss would be a good option for collagen. So if you're going to do like a bone broth and you do not, because I have clients that eat meat, clients that don't eat meat, and I meet them where they're at. So if they're just eating a whole bunch of meat, I increase their vegetables. And if they're just eating vegetables, but they're not thriving, then we're going to have to bring in a little bit more protein, right? We got to bring in the protein. And a good way to make a bone broth, I love bone broth. I drink bone broth, especially if I'm having gut issues. But you can also make it with just all vegetables and add collagen. Sea moss is a great way to add the collagen back in.
Okay, cool. Mike, before we close it out, bro, what do you got to say?
I just want to say there's a number of comments, questions, or questions that we weren't able to get to. And after just kind of browsing and looking at them, I think most of them, if not all of them, will definitely be covered by at least one of the speakers at the event. If not Barbara, then definitely others, because there were a lot of comments and questions that were asked about things that are lined up in the schedule for the speaking at the event. So I encourage everybody to get your tickets.
All right. sorry, y'all. I see my son's in the chat. He's saying, hey, say, Dad, take your shirt off again. Okay, that's a whole another podcast. I did one the other day, and I was trying to show everybody that I looked a little bit like Mike, so I had to take my shirt off, show a few muscles. But, that's not this kind of podcast, son. Anyway. Well, Barbara, Jax, thank you so much for being here, and thank you, everybody in the chat. Please tell everybody about this event, y'all. It's going to be worth your time. There's going to be a lot of great speakers there, and I felt so honored just to be part of it. It'll be cool to be able to see Barbara in person, and obviously Jax is going to be there as well running around. So if you can't, Barbara's probably going to be mobbed out there, so you're going to have to wait your turn. And there's going to be a number of others out there too talking about a lot of really cool things out there. Barbara, any closing thoughts you'd like to leave with the audience?
My closing thought is, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, there are solutions. And there is a solution, God. And even if we're all alone and there's no one else, I know that God can answer prayer. It may not be like lightning, and it may be just an impression. You know what I've got to do? I've got to start walking. You know what I've got to do? I've got to start going to bed early. You know what I've got to do? I got to take the advice as what Jack says and get this device away from me a little bit. You just start where you are. That's how we climb mountains, with one step. And, you know, a mountain can be climbed two steps forward and one step back. You will still climb that mountain. It might take a little bit longer. And what God has given us is today. We've just got today. That's all you have to really be ultra concerned about is today. And tomorrow we'll get another day. So be encouraged, no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter at what stage you're at, there is a way forward. That's the good news.
Awesome. Jax, how about you?
Well, this is why I'm putting this event, so that you guys can all come and start where you're at. So the journey starts with a one step forward, right? So this is why when I asked Barbara, hey, Barbara, you want to come to my town and do this thing? I had no idea it was going to take its own shape. And my bonus is a great opportunity to allow people to start where they're at when in their health journey, right? And to start getting the spark, get the spark inside to move towards a better optimal health. So that's kind of my closing, statement, that this is the reason why I'm doing this event in the first place, because I am passionate about seeing temples that are not so optimal become very resilient and then become like these amazing temples that can now do kingdom work.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all, check it out. Once again, tell everybody out there about this event. It's going to be March 18th through the 22nd. Shalom Temple's putting on a 5-day immersion event. Headliner right there is On With Me Tonight. Barbara O'Neill, Jax is going to be there. Mike, my man, is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Jonathan Otto's going to be there. Every time I interview that, by the way, one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life is somebody took down the interview from YouTube that I did with Jonathan Otto. Okay. And I got all this hate mail because apparently a lot of ladies find this dude attractive. And some lady wrote into me and said, how dare you take down that video? He's the hottest Irishman I've ever seen. You can't, I don't know. I was like, hey, Jonathan, I don't know what your, these red light devices do for hearing, but obviously you don't have an Irish accent, my man. But anyway, people were pretty upset about that. Well, thanks everybody for checking us out tonight. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive. Yeah, I'm talking saucy. All they want to build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. The kamikaze got me out of body. Like I'm Goku SS3. They want to push me to the center like a cell. They want to spin up at the center of the Nexus. Me.